You're doing the podcast on a megaphone driving through the streets with Manscaped on the side.
Yeah.
And you got to shave your eyebrows off.
Yeah. You're jelly wrestling a fat bitch sponsored by Manscaped.
Good to go.
We're live. Are we going? Ladies and gentlemen, I am overjoyed to be joined today by comedy superstar Shane Todd, everybody. And he didn't. He did, you didn't arrive wearing that sweatshirt.
What do you mean?
We provided you with that. Our stylist provided you with the champion.
This finish on this table is really nice.
Yeah,
I don't think it was like this before. Real nice.
Maybe you were on a different table, were you?
Maybe.
Shout out to Industrial by Design. That was almost like they'd pay.
We set that up. They haven't, hey, but they will now.
Hey, do you want a table?
Oh, here. Don't think I won't be invoicing for that.
Would you swap it for a free table?
Probably.
I think I asked those guys, what would a table be like, you know, a table like that be worth? And he was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know? So probably like $3,000. Mm-hmm. But they might get in touch, Shane.
It's nice.
Would they do you a wee one for you to put your feet on your podcast?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put my feet into shot on the podcast quite a lot, and it annoys me, but I always forget to not do it.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would repeatedly wear the same shoe that you like.
Yeah.
And then contact like New Balance and be like, yeah, here, send this. I was hoping that would happen with Carhartt.
Yeah.
Like if I just keep wearing it,
yeah,
and just have a lifetime's worth of photographs.
But then that's the thing. Like, why? What's the incentive then for them to give you? If you're like
buying it
repeatedly
anyway,
giving them custom, you're like, I'm spending £800 a month on your gear. Do you want to give me free stuff? Like, obviously not. You're keeping us going.
Now the deal that Niall has is better than anyone's deal.
Yeah,
he's a Carhartt fucking, you know,
sponsored
influencer.
Because he was All Saints, so he's obviously like taking a hump with All Saints.
I know, but he's got a mole. He's got like an insider, and he ends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like a big gross one. His back of them.
It's only fabric can touch this thing.
All Saints found out about it. They're like, hey man, stop wearing our gear.
Yeah, we don't like that at all. Imperfection? I don't think so. But no, he'll just arrive in some £900 Carhartt jacket. Yeah. I'm like, where'd that come from? He's like, I know a person who's a thief.
And, boy.
Yeah, boy. I've told him many times, I'm like, if you really want to make some side bank, you know what I mean? Some cash on the side.
Show people your mole.
Steal the double XL stuff and I buy it for a discounted price.
I took a security tag off a jacket and I've never been prouder of myself. Not in a shop. I got some sent online.
Right.
Tag was on it. I have a rule where I won't send anything back ever.
No, I mean, I'm a
ever. And yeah, it's one of those like plastic security tags, but nightmare to get off. So I just watched a YouTube video and eventually got it off. Felt great. Like,
it's got a very low neck on it.
It's a women's top, but
yeah.
And that's a mistake, but I'm wearing it.
Was it the one with the ink in it or something? Like if you cut it, the ink goes everywhere?
No, thankfully not.
No. My dad got me like a bottle of whiskey one Christmas and the tag was over the top of it.
Right. He stroked that for sure.
No, yeah, but I said it to him and I was like, I was joking. And I was like, you know, if I knew you had to steal booze, I could buy my own whiskey. Like, yeah. And he's like, fuck sake. And all, I don't know. Sure, if you take it back in, they'll take it. And I'm like, listen, the lid still comes off.
Yeah.
It's in my house already. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, you're going to have to heat a bit of wire, like melt the glass and pour it out and decant it into a different thing.
You're going to have to learn German. What?
He was just like, the lid comes off. Nah, you know
your dad's
I mean?
Stroking Glens.
Glens whiskey.
Dirty fuck. I will never do returns. Even if people go, oh, they make the returns dead easy. There's a bag and a self. No, it's not going to. It didn't work out.
No, and like.
And also, I won't give that thing to anybody else.
It just goes
into a big grave, closed graveyard.
I should force it on other people. I remember buying shirts one time and it said, now, even for me, it said like double XL. I've been double XL for a long time.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it was like the fat bitch size. It was like big and tall.
Right.
2XL.
Right, right.
And I'm standing there with like just my hands coming out of the short sleeve shirt. Yeah. Like in this fucking moo-moo. Didn't know what to do with it. I think I kept it. I was like, this might be funny for a sketch.
Yeah.
Look how much weight I lost.
I remember we did a music video for, was the band called New Portals?
Yeah.
And I went there in a t-shirt that I had ordered online. As in, I was wearing like a sports top and then I brought this ASOS t-shirt. I was like, I'll wear it for the shoot. But I hadn't looked at it or opened it. And do you remember this? I put it on. It was like a full, like, it was like too low to be a roll neck, but it was kind of a roll neck. And then it was just skin tight, but it actually worked. It actually worked for a video.
Sort of Euro vision, yeah. Like sort of the gay vibes.
Yeah.
You've done that a couple of times. You did that in London one time.
Did what?
You went shopping for the gig.
Right.
And then you were like, dang, that looks all right. And literally your belly button was out.
Oh, it was a belly top.
You're like, well, would I get away with that? You're like, yeah. The open back's a bit much for it.
Yeah, it's see-through PVC. Like, that's weird.
The Museum of Comedy, but you
70 people, I walk out in fucking PVC mesh top.
Yeah. You're like, what do you think of the colour of that? And I'm like, the colour is fine. The fact that your ass crack is out, questionable.
Yeah.
Oh, the crack.
Did you ever sag your pants back in the day?
I sag my pants every day, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever did the full, like, ass out. Like,
yeah.
You know, you get them boys, it was too much.
Yeah.
Like, you're an NBA player on your holidays.
Yeah.
Why do black dudes, it's an observation, black dudes always with the boxers and the swim shorts.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I'll do that on holiday sometime because you're walking down to the beach. You might go for breakfast beforehand, that sort of thing. Do you ever remember a real bad fashion disaster? Like, when you're, like, a teenager or, like, going out? Like, is there anything you remember being in and regretting when you were on the night out?
And yes, but the ironic thing is you let enough time go by and you're like, I would, if you could find me that silver shirt with a dragon on it,
yeah,
I'll pay you hard cash for
it. Oh, the silk?
Silk
shirt.
The kimono short sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you want to have, you know, a casual drink and then, you know, you got to fucking like...
throw down.
You got to bust a few fucking planks. Seagal style. Hey. There was loads of them that had fucking... I went to a rave with like a Diesel Dayglow t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very stiff for some reason. It was like painted fabric nearly. Yeah, I was like, what's the crack? I had a pair of like, when Combats were in, they're sort of back now, but these were like proper like parachute pants like you would wear with fucking cables and all coming, you know, like those, you know, those goths that were under the bridge,
yeah,
fucking doing all this shit.
Yeah,
that was me essentially,
right.
So yeah, plenty of that. I do remember as well having a pair of Puma King like AstroTurf, you know, like the trainers.
Yeah.
But I loved them. So I'd have been like, you know, on a Sunday, little striped shirt, jeans, straight jeans, and then straight up like...
Shirt on the Puma Kings?
Oh, yeah.
You just looked like you were always in standby to play fives.
I couldn't take them off, but I loved them. I loved the like high profile of the wee rubber studs on the side. Enough.
Would you get them now?
No.
Oh, yeah?
I would definitely just look like the fat coach at the side.
Right.
Being like, I don't want to slip.
Yeah.
Smoking still.
Yeah.
I drove past fucking... Sorry, just to sidetrack this. Drove past like... a young like GAA team training the other day, girls.
Okay.
And the just one dude was training was fat as fuck.
Yeah,
I just thought it was hilarious.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Just like fucking from the side, just like.
And they're always like the best. Probably. Like he'll pick up the ball and like stick it over from 70 yards.
Yeah, screaming at these wee girls.
Yeah.
Fuck sake, Taser, fat bitch.
Do you remember when you played football when you were younger? What were your coaches like? Like, were you ever coached by, like...
criminals.
Were you ever coached by, like, an uncle or your dad or someone you knew?
A mate's dad was a coach.
Yeah.
There for a while. But and we've chatted about that before. There was definitely a guy who I think lived in a lorry container who had a tuck shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want to tuck in this packet of figs?
I thought you were going to say cock.
No. He's dingy. Like, he's like, here, you fucking played a hard match and I'll have this Fanta Lemon.
Right, yeah.
And 20 of these fucking Regal King sizes that I got from fucking Spain one time.
Yeah.
But have you ever been in a match where there's been like violence between the coaches or any? Because there's no one to police it at a certain level.
Yeah, it's got worse.
If you're in the Premiership, people will be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's got worse. Amateur league football, I think it's more because like videos are being sent around and that kind of thing. Some of the videos from matches in the past few months have got wild. Like there was a match with Jamie Bryson's team, and someone put a thing up. He coaches the team.
Really?
Yeah. And underneath it,
what's the name of the team?
It's Groomsport or Donaghadee. Sorry to the one that isn't.
Groomsport.
But he said on the thing, someone posted the video up. It's just like a full scale brawl. They're all around this referee, and shouting in his face. People being held back, trying to get at him. Someone posted it and I under it said, and people wonder why there's a shortage of local referees, because so many times recently we've gone to play games.
Guys in rad gear.
So many times we've gone to play games and it's off because they can't get a ref. Nobody wants it. It's a thankless task.
What does a ref get at that level?
between 40 and 50, 60 quid, something like that.
Fuck
it's all right,
off.
But if you do a junior game in the morning, like you're cleaning up on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But I wrote under this video, I was like, and people wonder why there's a fucking shortage of referees, because I think my game had been cancelled that day, and I got into a back and forth with Jamie Bryson, and he called me a sad little man. And see, at that point, like, I had a full route. I was like, this is... This will beat anything
you
I've ever achieved.
You sad wee bastard.
He goes, you're a sad wee man. And I was like, well, first of all, yeah, no, I am, but like, class.
Maureen had the ultimate burn of him. There was some show we watched. And
you and Bryson?
They were talking about... Told his head just in my lap.
I go, wee cat.
I love Bayard of Buenda. We're watching this show and they were talking about like fucking sea borders and all this wank, and they're talking to him, and he goes, you know, I'm British, I'm not Irish, there's not an Irish boat in my body. And Maureen's like, says the fucking pasty white pale cunt standing in Ireland, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'll get kneecapped fat, won't I?
See all the politics stuff,
it's fucking why, get
why get into it, why are we still doing it?
Well, yeah, everyone cares about it, and then the people who are doing it professionally also don't care about it.
Yeah.
Let's kill someone. Don't they?
I like people wanting to, especially when you like do comedy or like your stuff's like online, people want to very quickly like brand you and go, or identify you and go, he's this, he's that, in that camp or whatever. And there was this guy on Twitter recently who's like, Shane Todd supports Glenn Torn and he doesn't want people to know about it. Because he doesn't want to like... Maybe he's figuring out don't want to like alienate potential people that are coming to shows that are like Linfield and Clifton with that. And I was like, that's such a weird rumour.
There's a guy driving his car listening to your podcast. He's like...
But also, like, first of all, I'm not. And secondly, imagine being a closeted Irish League fan, you know, where you just...
Yeah, secret Glen Torren club.
Yeah, oh fuck.
You're like, come here, down the back of the garden, open this wee shed, it's all fucking green and black. Shh, say nothing.
It's just like, why would I not just be like, yeah, that's the team I support? Like, what am I saying? Like, gonna get fucking shot by a Duncan Swift fan?
It's always such a big deal, though. For years, I got, you know, people will be like, here, like shouting at you in the street, come here, where are you from?
Yeah.
And you're like, they're like, I can't, I'm losing sleep here. Someone told me you were from Port Glenau.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's incorrect. Fucking bastards. I'll get to the bottom of it one of these days.
Yeah.
Someone also sent me a thing one time. They're like, this guy's like you, except the Hun version. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And they also, like, someone gets an idea of, like, you're Catholic, you're Protestant, you're this or you're that, and they can't be swayed either way. You know, like, even if they were like, you're Catholic, and you go, I'm nothing. I'm literally nothing. There's all different religions in my family, right? But I'm just nothing. They go, no, mate, you are, but... And I'm like, okay, well, then I am. Whatever you need me to be, that's what I'll be.
Like, some people are like, yeah, we're, you know... Even when I was at uni, there was people who were like, yeah, we're all here and we're all mixed and all, we're all having a good time. And then there'd be one fellow would have a couple of drinks, he'd lean in and be like, me and you, lad. Me and you.
I've cut my hand open here, bro.
I know. We're entertaining this for a wee minute, but see if it kicked off. If it kicked off in here, mate, me and you. I have two flutes in this bag and we'll fucking start playing. And we'll fucking throw down. Well, bro,
I saw you when final score was on the background and we were doing the Irish League highlights when that Linfield winner went in. I saw some flicker in your eye. I know.
I seen you look down. I seen your eyes go to the floor when they mentioned Glen Torren. I knew you had something to hide.
When we drove past the Oval on our way to Belfast, I saw a tear in your eye, bro.
When that plane was landing, I seen you staring out the window, crying like a wee bitch. I'll not tell anybody, but just you know that I know.
Yeah.
Did you support Glen Torren?
I ain't gonna smuggle you into the away end at Warren Point Town, mate. End of the season, you can finally be yourself. I came out as a Glen Torren fan.
Come round to my house. I have a couple of very accepting mates, and we all get our tops on.
Speaking of Linfield, my dad's mate during like full lockdown when football was allowed to be played because they're like, okay, it's elite level. They were COVID testing them all. My dad's mate set up, him and his mate got known as the Ladder Loyal because he went to every single Linfield match and just watched on a ladder outside the ground. I'll send you these photos. I don't know if you can put them into the podcast or something, but he went to every single game, and he would just, it's my dad's mate, would just show up, like Ivan just show up to people's doors, like, because, you know, if it's English Premier League, like you can't just like chill on the fence at Old Trafford and watch.
Step ladder, yeah.
But at Stagmore Park, like you can definitely, he would just knock people's, can I stick my ladder in your garden? And everyone was like, yeah. And he'd just sit with a flask and he watched every single game.
What else you got? What else have you to do?
I love it.
I bet his calves were fucking rock hard.
Oh, why?
You know,
oh,
just
why?
Pumped up for fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just pissing off it now. I'm thinking of the whole game watching experience.
Refused to get off the ladder.
I brought my own cans here, love, if you don't mind. I'll tidy up after myself. The ladder loyal.
Have you been invited? You ever been invited to an Irish League game? Mate, come with me and the boys.
No.
Come with me and the boys, Moyola Park away.
I don't,
you'd love it.
I don't like watching football, so that just kills it dead.
What
for
was
me.
The last thing you got invited to? I got invited to the launch of a restaurant in Belfast. They're doing a new menu, and I was like, wrong guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I need to speak to them about that menu first of all, but then also like...
The only thing I can eat in here is the napkins.
Yeah.
So, not into it, to be honest.
But like, when was the last time you wanted to go to a thing?
Well, it's never the stuff you want to go to.
No.
It's always like, I mean, I remember going to one, and it was mainly because I let slip the Maureen, that Revolution to Cubas. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want to go? Or I was like, oh, someone sent me this invite for like a cocktail thing, which I thought was just like, oh, you go and drink a load of cocktails and take a few Instagram stories and then you're out. But there was a whole thing like, we're going to split you up into teams and make cocktails. And I was like, that sounds great, man. I'm just going to go for a smoke. I hadn't smoked in 6 years. Yeah. I'm just going for a quick fag here. You know what I mean? No, like, up the road. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Me and some cool
know.
FM presenter.
Also,
it's tangy, isn't it?
Snodding on your shoulders.
If it was snodding, I'd have loved it. You know what I mean?
But it's like, what do we do at something like that? Because also, when you're a comedian, there's an expectation. Like, if you're at something like a specific event and you've been invited, like, somehow you're going to want to be fun. Like, they'd bring you the microphone at that and they go, Colin, you probably want to do a few jokes, something like that. Like,
I know you can't go a day without getting up in front of people.
I just don't know what to do with stuff like that.
I don't like any of that shit. Like, because it happens naturally. Like, if you liked a restaurant and you're in it fucking 3 times a month,
yeah,
and you take photos of their food, that it happens naturally.
Yeah.
Instead of this false, like, oh wow,
yeah, yeah,
look at us in here,
yeah,
pretending to give a flying fuck.
It's weird. I don't know. And then it's also like, how do you say like? Like you can't. I just always have something on that night. So like I got invited to the open of a Tim Hortons in Antrim.
Oh,
and I was like,
pause.
I was like, what? Well, I won't give you any
Tim Hortons.
Value.
Oh,
I won't give you any value at that.
Nah,
there's nothing.
I had an almond milk steamer.
Yeah, and then I went to Tim Hortons.
I went to Tim Hortons. Although I did eat a Tim Hortons the other week and felt ill.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just mean at launch events and stuff like that.
What do they want you to do at it?
You've got to have a certain personality to feel comfortable at a launch event.
Yeah. No, I couldn't do anything.
Bro, let's go. Nah, man, the Tattler are coming in 5 minutes. Let's get the photo taken.
Yeah.
Imagine me and you in the Tattler. Tasting menu. Todd and Geddes.
At a Tim Hortons.
Can we try and make it our ambition? Can
Todd bits or more?
See, for a year, can we try and get in the Tattler every month? At the launch of some, at an event?
Well, right. Here,
at a gallery.
Action plan.
Yeah.
How do you get in it? At all. Next month, how do we get in it at
we
all?
We be at a thing, but it's got to be quite niche. Like, you know, for example, it's got to be someone relatively well known doing something they're not known for. Like, for example, it's got to be like the chef Michael Dean is putting on his oil painting display.
Yes.
In the dry dock of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Dale Farm. We've got to be at that.
Yeah. Everyone with pints of milk.
Yeah. And whenever we go to this, you pick my outfit, I pick yours, and we don't see it until the day. And we're there, the same pose, one event every month. Maybe we've got to go to a different event every night just to make sure we get in it. And then the dream is the front of the Tattler menu.
Showing off our house. Showing off our secret Glentoran shed. Yeah. Just the land on a fucking green couch like that. We started this new build at the start of the lockdown.
Barra Best has bought a wind farm. In Resharkin.
Barra Best has an organic chicken farm now.
Yes. We show up at it.
Where's Barra Best from?
Oh, like I think a bygone era. I don't know. Belfast.
Yeah, it's always like
he's from here and there. I would, if I had to like, say, I'd say he's from here and there. Like.
Yeah, Frank Mitchell, you know, does pottery now.
Yeah,
and he's in the Ormo Baths for a week. Frank's, you better get in.
Frank's pottery exhibit. They do a raffle outside for tickets. It's a yeah.
I was. This is a side thought. I was talking about tea yesterday on my own podcast.
What?
I was talking about tea, and I was like, he's turning in his fucking in his grave here. Because I was like, I was saying, someone was, you know, it was people from down south, and were like, oh, what is it, Lions or Barry's or something? And I was like, both trash.
Mm.
You fucking animals.
I also think down south the cheese is substandard. If you go into a deli and you see their cheese. It's like, it's all sliced up, stringy type stuff, and it's all like
grated,
four
it's
colors.
Shit.
Yeah, but it's all different colors.
Oh, yeah. The fucking cuatro cuesta.
Pick one. The what?
What do they call it when they're trying to be fancy?
I don't know, but he plays up front for Barcelona, whoever you say.
It's basically like fucking four cheeses or something.
Yeah.
But they give it a fancy name, and you're like,
yeah.
What's four in French?
Quatre.
Like quatre fromage or something. You're like, it's a pound pizza at Iceland, bro. Chill out. I love the way you're like, you think their cheese representation is what you get at a deli.
Yeah.
Man, all their dairy products are wank.
Oh, yeah?
Based on a... No.
Oh, right, you're thinking I'm thinking that? Yeah.
Yeah, but you go and get the, you know, some artisan cheese maker.
No.
No, are you like basing their whole dairy output on like
you
a
deli?
You
don't get cheese better than deli cheese.
Is what? Can you even eat cheese? Where are we ours?
No.
I can't. What the fuck's the point of the whole argument?
And when I could, I would have used my mouth, but.
you're like, their cheese is shite. Can you eat it? Nah. I would die, but here,
I can look at it. I would have eaten cheese back in the day, sometimes with my mouth, sometimes with my arse. And
that's what cheese strings are for.
Down south, it was never that good. Never that good.
That's what a terrible fucking...
take? You think that's a bad take? You think it's a controversial take? You think that's what's going to get me cancelled?
But it's a bit like me going like, man, do you know what I hate? Running marathons.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again. And they're like, have you ever run one?
Yeah.
I haven't, but I just...
Yeah. But I used to be mad for cheese. That's what fucked me up. That's what got me the Crohn's.
You used to be mad for cheese? I've
eaten 6 pounds of cheese every day.
Well, do you have a speciality cheese? It's not deli cheese?
Yeah, but I wouldn't entertain it.
What, like?
I don't like substitute type stuff. It's either the thing or it's not.
I bet, like,
there's what's it called? Viola. There's Viola cheese.
Is that fake cheese?
Yeah.
But like when you were back in the cheese eating days?
Oh, flip, you're bringing me back now.
No, but like, were you just eating deli cheese, or would you be like, I'll tell you what I like, a gorgonzola. Also play for Chelsea.
Yeah, he did play for Chelsea. diminutive striker, Gianfranco Zola. Oh, yeah.
Sharp enough, though, tell you.
I'd have been mainly cheddar-based.
Yeah, so you're not missing much?
No.
You ever strayed outside that? Like a...
Like I any, had goat's any blue, cheese once.
A bit of blue?
I had goat's cheese once and it ruined my night.
Stinking, like?
Yeah.
It has to be warm.
But a lot of people pretend they like stuff. Like, use like, what's that stuff? Pho? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
You like it, he likes it, you don't. Yeah, I don't think you like it.
Well, you can't really get it here properly at all.
Exactly. That's like my cheese substitute.
Deli pho?
Yeah. Deli pho is the best pho. You go into any centre.
All right.
All right, bro, where's the pho?
All right, Lindsay, guess a chicken couscous, baguette there, bit of taco sauce.
Guess a fur pop.
And a fucking, guess a wee fire to go there. They got the fire out of here. Everybody in a deli gets taco sauce on anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Two sauce strokes. Taco sauce. Bowl of soup, taco sauce, mate.
Do you know what's definitely smicked out? Southwest sauce. It's nice, but it's smicked out.
It's smicked out.
Guess a load of that Southwester. Oh, fucking keep going.
Aye.
You say that at Subway? I don't like it.
Oh, fucking dump it all on there.
Keep going.
I nearly would be a real wanker and be like, can I get my own sauce to put on it?
Make your own.
No.
Your own signature. That is a wank move when you show up at the deli and go, listen, let me bring out this General Panther condiment range here.
Shout out.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Yeah. Do you want any sauce now? You're like, hold on, I'm just chopping the shell up. Just one sec. Any wine vinegar in there?
Do you know, we went on honeymoon. I went into Whole Foods in America.
Oh, yeah.
And the driver was like, the journey had gone on longer than I expected. There was some mix-up and we're like under pressure and we're like, mate, we just want to run into this Whole Foods, want to grab some essentials for the hotel room. And I realised there you can pump your own almond butter. there's a wee thing, a wee dispenser, and you have a thing underneath and you collect it and you make your own almond butter. And my wife went to the car and was chatting to the Uber driver and then phoned me and said, here, he's look, like, he says we need to get back in the car. And I said, tell him I'll be 2 minutes. I'm doing my own almond butter here. And at that point, I was like, this is that's wrong of me. That's not, you should never get angry at someone because you're making your own almond butter. She's like, he has to make it. He insists on making his own almond butter. Yeah. You know?
No, Shane, he's really bleeding out here. He's really bleeding out. Like, his eyes are fucking rolling in his head. And you're like, hold on. I remember you trying to get through the airport that time with the almond butter. And the guy was like, I have to take this off you. And you were like, oh, it's fucking seven pound.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, but it's like a liquid. And you're like, well, it's not.
And did she lose her job that week?
I hope so.
Yes, she did.
Dangerous move to be carrying nut butter in your case.
I'm a weird guy. I think when you get to the age where you're all right with your weirdness and the fact that you're not like relatively normal, it's a golden age. It's a great time.
You have
special needs.
I would say you have like this sort of whittled down routine of an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're like, do you want to go out for a bit of avocado on toast? And you're like, I can't even process the idea of eating something that's not what I was going to fucking eat.
Yeah.
I like what I like,
and that works for me. You lose so much time trying new things. Broaden your horizons. Nah. No,
pick a horizon and go after.
I've got a horizon. Event horizon.
But you see, it's either that. It's almost like a fucking OCD control thing.
Yeah,
and you know, you like that. I like my one horizon.
Yeah.
What I like is a lot of variety and sporadic behavior.
Yeah.
And that's where I run into trouble.
Right.
You know, you run into trouble, you're like, I'm trying to sneak this almond butter up my asshole through a fucking airport here. I'm going, is there any pho in this W.H. Smith's?
I'm the artisanal Michaela McCollum. Just me and Peru Airport. Yeah. The leader of Pip and Nut.
Was that not one of those fucking things? Just like, I thought it was like fucking porridge or something in them bags. Try and snort the old flavins. I did actually eat pho at an airport.
Of course you did.
I just remembered we in actual Vietnam, like it was one of the things you're like, that's the first thing I'm eating, and you end up just eating in random places and you're like, oh, I didn't get doing it. And then we had a wee connecting flight and I was like, fuck me, they sell it in here.
Right.
So I'm sitting in the airport and let me tell you something. Did I shit immediately?
Right.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not really like a spice thing. It's like you've just drank.
You're taking spice too?
I was you got to get through the flight. But I remember the flight because the pilot was like an English accent on. He was like, hey guys, we're testing out. Like literally telling us, like, we're testing out the new fleet of planes today. This is second time the plane's been there. And it's literally like all squeaky and banging about. And like a flight.
That's not what you want to hear from a pilot. Oh, fuck it. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, we'll just see what the crack is. We've got a tenner of diesel in it and we'll fucking see how far it gets. See a connecting flight in Vietnam. Chaos.
Yeah.
People like a fuck. Oh, this guy's got a chicken in a plastic bag. Like,
I don't like that.
You know, like someone's got like two fucking plants where you're like, oh, I'm just taking this to plant it at the house.
Yeah, I don't like
people
that.
People are eating food that you're like, number one, where'd you buy it and how did you prepare it and how did you get on the plane with the fucking open bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Absolutely mental. Like, you're just like, this is fucking nuts. People are like, I saw a woman pouring like boiling water like out of a flask into a thing and like noodles to like cook them.
Right.
And I was just like, you couldn't do that anywhere.
Yeah.
You couldn't take on a flask of boiling hot water.
No.
To make your own food. It was mad. It was absolute chaos.
But there's like, I get obsessed with like airplane airport etiquette. For example, this is a weird thing about me. I have such a big thing against queue bunking. Right. People who bunk the queue. So if everyone's waiting at the gate for a flight and there's clearly a queue and then there's like a side group of people who, to be fair to them, have been sitting there the whole time and they're trying to join the queue parallel to where they are. That's bullshit. Like, you got to go to the back. That will fucking ruin my day. People parking in disabled spaces. Mm-hmm. They clearly are not disabled. Hate that. Kind of full argument.
William Thompson.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
That's a character piece he's doing.
Yeah. It's weird. I was with... Do you know the way you buy a ticket and it'll say, like, include speedy boarding and all? I literally have never used that in my life.
Right, yeah.
Until I was chatting this fella in... where was it? Liverpool or something? He's like, Colin, is it? I was like, yeah, that's great. And chatting away, just nothing better to do. And he's like, he was telling me what he did, and he fucking worked for this car place, and he was all over the place constantly, just traveling. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And I goes, oh, that thing's up there on the board. And I goes, you have speedy boarding? And I was like, fuck, I don't know. Looked at him, I was like, yeah, speedy boarding. He goes, oh, happy days. And this guy's in airports every fucking day, like, and he's just walking along. He goes, guys, you went for speedy boarding? And I was just behind him, like, slipstreaming him.
Right, yeah.
And he was just like, guys, in the queue for speedy boarding? And he asked 1,000 people, and we just walked. And he just kept asking. He goes, I don't want to be jumping anymore. And then straight around the corner and in the queue with about 4 people with speedy boarding. And so I just sat behind him, like,
would you do that again?
There's a slight social awkwardness to doing it yourself.
Yeah. Benefit is, your bag is above where you are.
True.
That's a big thing for me.
Yeah. And I think there was a couple of flights going into one little gate. So there was more people than you would normally see. Like, there was hundreds and hundreds of people, like, and I just fucking ducked behind this guy. Like, he was, you know, security.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have never done it myself.
No.
I'd have stood there sweating. But this guy was pure business, like, excuse me, fuck off, move.
Even just,
stepping over wheelchairs, kicking babies.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Excuse me, are you deaf, old lady? Fuck off. Get this out here, speedy boarding. Suck my dick.
Speedy boarding. Yeah, it's an entitlement thing, speedy boarding, isn't it? I mean, it's unbelievably practical, but...
It's just a way to get around a bit of airport stress. I don't know why it's so stressful, especially like
I wait till the end to get on. I'll sit. I'll wait. I think that's a better move.
It feels like a gig, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Final call? Like, come on.
Yeah.
EasyJet.
Yeah, you wait for when they call you.
Yeah.
EasyJet passenger.
Yeah.
Shame John! Don't it do a wee turn, kid?
What's the worst intro you've ever been given doing stand-up?
Carl Spain in Galway pointed the two folks in the front row, and you know, this was at a time when the mask was kind of like for walking around, and when you sat down you could take the mask off,
right,
but they were sitting watching the gig with a mask on. You know, they were of color, these people, and he goes,
aren't we all?
He goes, like, well, not me. he goes where are you guys from? And they're like, oh, Pakistan. He goes, oh, you live here, work here, whatever. He goes, oh, working here at the minute. Where are you working? Boston Scientific or something. Like, obviously very smart scientist people. And he goes, what's with the masks sitting down? Is that... I'll see Carl Spain.
That's a real bad Pakistan accent.
I'll see him next week. and he goes, what is it? Muslims or COVID? And they're like, COVID. And he goes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, our first act of the evening, come and get us.
Yeah.
And I'm just like... And it was a huge gig too. There was probably about fucking 700 people in this hotel function room, and me just saying things at them.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But that was like specific to me, but it was such a quick turnaround. It was literally like, is it Muslims? Thing? Ah, fuck it. Anyway, who gives a shit? Colin Geddes.
Yeah. Because it doesn't, the mood doesn't reset every time a new act comes on. So it's not like as soon as he walks off, they go, all right, we've... Everything that's gone before sets a tone for what's coming next. Apart from a break. Break's kind of good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can kind of reset a bit.
That's why, you know, people always talk about support acts and, like, big comedians getting someone that is kind of shite that makes them look better. And it works way better the other way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to have...
If they're killing,
yeah,
you just jump on after them and then keep going.
Yeah, it can work, I think, if the first act on doesn't have a good set or is weak. And then you come on, people go, all right, knows what he's doing. But that doesn't work as often as it doesn't.
It should be implied that it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You've paid in to sit
down. No, I think, you've definitely got to have a good... Because you're getting people used to laughing. You're getting them...
In fact, the sort of quality over here is so good now that people are like, oh, who's support? Like, the question is, who's supporting you in fucking wherever you're playing?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it shouldn't matter, but it's, you know...
Yeah.
Everyone that you think it is.
Yeah. You still would do it, like, if you had a tour show tonight and you were like, here, do you want to open? Of course. And, like, people just want to do gigs. But did you like the days where you were more doing support as opposed to being the main act?
I don't actually know who I would have done support for, really.
Or even not being the headliner.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, especially, like, when you're headlining or you're doing your own tour shows and then you, like, run a club or whatever, like, I'll go to Daly's tomorrow night and it'll be class because I just have to drive down the road.
Yeah.
And I've got my set and I just go on and do it.
Yeah.
I miss that a bit. Or do it is nice to just hop on somewhere and do fucking a wee spot or whatever.
I love it. I love, yeah, showing up. I like kind of like going on early because if I have a big drive home, and I like just slipping out the back and the gig's still going on.
Yeah,
it just feels cool. I'm like, I don't know. I love that. Like, just, you know, especially like Lavery's going down the back stairs or something. I just like about
Lavery's is getting a real cool vibe about it, like, yeah, where you can sort of just hang out and then,
yeah, because that green room's great in the back. Because if you're not in a green room, you're standing in where the crowd are, and 99% of people are dead on. But even if like one person comes over, even for a nice chat, and you're just about to go on stage, that's a time where you're going, actually, I might move that into that place, and I just need a bit of time to clear my head. So actually having a green room is,
it's brilliant. Great. Like, and then you'll get comedians in there, won't shut the fuck up, yeah, either. But it's people coming up like, all right, mate, like full volume, yeah, and everybody's watching like, all right, mate, I was just wondering if I could get a photo. Yeah. And it's nice, like, but you're like, bro, fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a photo and fuck up.
No, like the hanging, like we've said before so many times, like sometimes the hanging out is better than the gig.
Oh, for sure. It ruins the, it absolutely, yeah, ruins the crowd. Even some, you know, like dailies tomorrow, for example, going to Galway next week. I'm like, you're like, oh, I forgot in the middle of all this shit, I have to do a set here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm just thinking like, nice hotel, a couple of pints. Yeah. Pick somewhere nice to go for dinner.
Yeah.
Before we walk in the morning.
Remember we nearly missed that gig in Castle Bar because we were in like a Michelin star restaurant.
You're like, hey, excuse me, can you see that duck breast?
Yeah, I was eating duck breast.
Can you hurry up with it? And I've been happy enough to miss that gig.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't
Jesus
good. It wasn't good.
Christ.
We get down, they put us up, which is so sound to them, and we like get to the B&B stroke hotel we're staying at.
Someone's just fucking house.
I was like, you know that Simpsons gif where he like walks into the place and then puts his coat on and walks straight back out? I was like, yeah, I'm driving home after this, the 4.5 hours home or whatever it is. No chance am I staying there. And we did the gig, and like the best part was the meal we had. We had a beautiful, yeah, meal in an amazing restaurant, and then went and did the gig, and it was shit.
It was like, you know, most people will be like, right, surely we can wait for 1 hour and then eat something.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we gotta eat now.
Yeah.
Where's Handy? This, like, you know, very decent restaurant.
Yeah.
Not like we're grabbing a
fucking
Supermax.
There was a Supermax beside
it. Yeah, there was a Supermax. And we were, like, sitting there, like, hey,
most people would go to the Supermax.
Oh, for sure.
It's convenient. It's fast food.
It is. You know, a duck, a sort of medium rare duck breast isn't.
Yeah.
You know, and me being like, hey, can I get the chicken liver pot?
And I asked them to catch it. I said, I don't want it to be dead beforehand.
Yeah. And, like, you had to have a wee word with her and be like, I'm sorry, but I'm doing a show next door.
Yeah.
Can you fucking speed it up?
See the awkwardness I get about stuff like that? Because you're essentially going, or even here's another one. You sit down in a restaurant, you're in a rush, and you want to just order straight away because you know what you're having. It's less hassle because they come back. You know, you want to just be able to sit down and be like, here, I could actually just order if that's okay.
Yeah.
I feel so shit about doing that and like,
you got to just be super open with them. You know, you go, it's just when they're seating you, just be like, hey, we just are down to eat here, but we're in such a rush. You know, can we order? That's the way, yeah, you do it. You'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But a good place gets it right.
Yeah.
A good place will be swift, you know?
Yeah.
Then they let you sit there and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
But we were like walking into this gig with like a fucking fork full of,
yeah, you know, game.
Salmon hanging off your game face, yeah, all right. Who's ready for fucking anything?
That gig was
hey, guy asleep? Actually asleep.
Yeah, that gig was like they had been promised Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor, and then they cancelled them 5 minutes before. They told them they were cancelled 5 minutes before it started. They looked angry that we were there. They didn't know who we were, I don't think, but they looked like angry that we were there.
I think they were just more expecting, like, you know, we're going to see a bit of comedy the night, and they wanted a bit of, hey, you know.
Someone, they probably wanted someone who's done, like, you know, Dancing with the Stars down south. They have a comedian every year. They wanted, like, a down south name.
Or just that old school sort of comedy that, yeah, you would get knocking about on, yeah, all Culchies and fucking Sheep and all that sort of stuff.
A closer about Bertie Ahern.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Miguel D. Higgins. But, like, the way Danny O'Brien introed me was way too over the top. for what was actually...
What do you
actually...
mean, like, built you up too much?
Oh, my God. This guy's fucking fresh off doing a fucking arena, blah, 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 all this shit. And I'm standing... It was, like, an art gallery or something. We're, like, standing there, like, okay.
He never misses. He consistently good. Yeah. Never has a bad one.
He can walk into any room and flatten it. Ladies and gentlemen.
He normally does arenas. Normally does arenas. There's 40 people here. In his own words, you're shit on the bottom of his shoe. Colin Geddes.
Oh, fuck.
But even I find
he's had
that
a big dinner, 2 pints, and he's barely keeping his eyes open. Colin Geddes.
He's just eating a fennel. Ladies and gentlemen.
A fennel?
Is that a bird?
It's a fucking, like...
What am I thinking
root
of?
Vegetable or something?
Oh, right.
What is
a falcon, I think. A falcon.
You just did a wee in your Glen Torrens shed with a pair of binoculars. Fuck me. There's a fennel.
There's supper sorted anyway.
You don't see many of them.
He's just had a fucking bop, ladies and gentlemen. But I even notice that with like open mic gigs and more, what would you say, like newer act comedy nights where the MC is doing like what the natural thing to do would be, which is bigging you up and being like, you know, he's done the SSE multiple times, he's doing this, he's doing the Opera House, whatever it is. But that sometimes works the other way, where I think the audience think you've asked him to say that specifically. Yeah. Make sure you tell him all the stuff I'm doing. And then I've noticed a couple of times, there's almost a resentment where the audience are like, who the fuck does he think? And you're like, I didn't want that to be said. If you ask me, I'd say just the bog standard.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shane Todd, like, don't big it up at all. But yeah, it is built too much. And you're just there to like try new stuff and mess about, you know?
You know, yeah, you get up there with a notebook and like, I was thinking, isn't it weird when, you know?
Why are all the items in the Chinese not in the chef recommend section? You know what I mean? And you're like, that's not even a good bit.
Are you using that bit?
Yeah. It's not working.
Don't eat the fennel is all I said.
Yeah.
Salted chili fennel.
Fennel.
Do you ever get a Chinese? I know you have dietary weirdness. What does a man like you get a Chinese?
I think you develop a system over time, don't you? You start off, just sweet and sour Cantonese style chips or whatever it is, but you learn to have a system. So we have a system at home where I like salt and chili chicken. I like honey chili chicken. My wife likes both those things too. Sometimes, can I have a wee bit of your... Okay, yeah. I like rice and I like chips. One of us orders one of us orders the other, mix it all, plate each, that's it, done right. And I only at 33 have I really got there. But yeah, I like Chinese, yeah.
That's good.
I like just Asia in general, I'm very open to the idea of it.
But not pho?
Not pho. Not anything people don't like.
Why would you not like it?
I think you'd prefer a pot noodle if you're totally honest with yourself and there's no one around. I say you take your shirt off and squat over a pot noodle and just get stuck into that.
But it's, you know, I can enjoy both.
Have
you ever had pho?
No.
Do you want to go for a beefy noodle soup after this?
No. I'll go for a stew. Just your traditional stew, but...
No, it's not a million miles away.
See, after doing London a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to go for a nice Chinese meal and everywhere we looked at, it was like... Chinese food.
Succulent Chinese. They're the best places.
Yeah, but not to someone like me. Not to an uncultured person like me.
Yeah, but that's all chicken feet and fucking...
They're doing real stuff. I'm like, I don't want your real stuff.
Do you want to go to Lee Garden after this?
I can't.
Fucking why?
Because my fucking son.
Fucking it.
He won't let me go. He go, Dad, I know. No me go. The Lee... Specifically Lee Garden.
You know, our good friend Ray Lai took me in there one time. And he's an actual Chinese.
He took me for chicken feet once.
And oh my God, cheating bastard. And he knows what to order.
Yeah.
And he's also a fat cunt. So we went, it's the closest I've ever been to like being sick. I ate that much.
Right, right.
Because he just was going fucking ballistic with it.
Yeah.
Unreal pork belly, you know what I mean? Duck.
Yeah.
All the fucking thing, chili vinegar on the cuttlefish fritters.
I'm going from here home.
Yeah.
And then coming back for Laveries later and then going home. And I've just realised you can... ask Siri to play instrumental versions of songs on Apple Play. So I just do that. And then, you know, sing over the top. So I just do, that's 4 hours of karaoke for me.
Oh, you sing over the top?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a concert.
Do you sing it? I can't really picture you saying. Like, do you ever, like, be like, you're a guy that, like.
I only join in with M words.
You kind of have it together, like, I think, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, you like, you know what you like, you know, you like certain clothes, certain foods and all that. But do you ever really, like, let it go? Like, do you ever be, and, like, do you ever be, like, going for it in the car, like, really singing? Like, do you ever really just get wrapped up in it singing?
I mean, I'll probably let it go way more than you, on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, in the car, by yourself.
Do you mean just singing, or mean let it go, like?
Say singing for now.
Singing for now?
Yeah.
Probably not, because I don't really listen to very singy songs.
What if a big ballad? I know, but is that because you feel like you can't? Like, do you try not to? Like, would you just... Do you, like... If Celine Dion comes on Magic, do you have to be like, no, no, no. But what would happen if it stayed on for, like, 20 seconds? Do you think, like... Like, do you think inside, do you like Celine Dion and Whitney and all that?
No,
but do you, though?
Not really.
But are you working hard to not like it and then
not
secretly?
Not at all, no.
Do you think if I put on a Divas playlist and tied you to a chair, do you think you would just crack and just, and
it was just all a bit for you to demonstrate the...
That was so much better than I thought it was.
That was mad.
That floored me. That was so good.
I don't know. I would, we'll see if
I want to see it come out. I want to see it come out.
Put it this way. Karaoke would be my nightmare.
Right.
And I don't know why.
I love karaoke, but not as much as you think. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like to do it, but I'm not like, let me, I'm doing all these songs and I'm doing this and I'm doing that.
I think it's like,
if the first couple of bars of Walking in Memphis come on and I've got the mic in my hand, it's going to be a good night.
That's the other thing. First couple of bars would do you a lot of times.
Yeah.
You don't want to be deep in the
Meatloaf,
like,
Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah. Fuck me. Like
9 minutes.
Here we are. Although it's a gangster move, they do that da-da-da-da-da-da-da and just stand there and then just go tequila.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So funny. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
What would that be, your go-to karaoke song?
Probably Walking in Memphis. I can work on most things.
I think I would. I know what it is.
What is it?
I don't like when people really mean something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know you don't, but...
Do you know what's... Like, someone goes on, like, what was that other... Where did they used to fucking, like, audition? X Factor or something?
Yeah, yeah,
and people
yeah.
would be like... And, like, go to sing. And I... And even when it's great, yeah. I'm like... Because I know what it is. You have to change your fucking mood.
Right.
Comedy, you could be like... Unless you have a real acty act, you could just be like chatting and then be like, hey guys, what's crack? And you're sort of being yourself. Music people are on like a chat show. And they're like, yeah, the album's out. And it's about, I wrote it from a time when, you know, my mom passed away and blah, blah, blah. And then they're just like,
yeah.
And they have to go all emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the emotions I don't like. Which is why if I was doing a karaoke, it'd be like Beastie Boys or something.
See, I think they
it'd have to be fun.
The older I got, the silly. Like, I do like seeing people like go for it.
Yeah.
I like all that.
No, I would be behind the sofa just crying. I'd be like, I can't watch that. Cringe.
But like, we gotta be silly in some way to be stand-ups.
Oh yeah, it doesn't have to be specifically
singing.
But
I know what you mean. There's a thing, it does. There's a thing, sing truly, madly, deeply right now.
You find me a good comedian that isn't also a beautiful singer.
If I remember there was a guy that was big on Vine. Remember the French guy? Who's the French guy? Looked a wee bit like me if I was on the brow of the hill from a distance. Used to just wear a plain white t-shirt, and he did a thing about...
No idea.
This whole thing was like spreading happiness. And he did a thing where he said at the start he was all nervous about making his videos in public, and someone told him, just lie down in the street for, I think it was 10 minutes. Just lie down in the street, and whatever people will walk around you, people might look at you, people might take photos, but just keep staying there, and it'll be awkward.
Right.
But keep doing it. And a bit. Jerome Jarre, is that what he was called? Maybe I made that up. And he's like, oh, I couldn't do it at first, and then I did it for a while longer and a while longer.
Right.
That's weird to me. That kind of thing. Like, I still... you should definitely always have some sort of embarrassment.
Yes, I know who you're talking about now.
Remember him?
Yeah. Well, that's like, I seen... But it's weird, because I can sit comfortably in some very embarrassing scenarios. Do you know what I mean? Like doing karaoke would be massively embarrassing for me.
Right.
But if I fucking, at Lavery's later, slipped and ripped my... fucking trousers in half and my cock was half hanging out.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that.
Right.
That would be totally fine with me. That wouldn't be like one of those sweaty nightmares that we'd have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird stuff. Actual embarrassment that, like Maureen said, that it's like, you don't really get embarrassed, do you? I was like, I do, but just probably at weird stuff. Not at the stuff most people would get embarrassed at.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Would you ever do dramatic acting? Or is acting another thing where you're like...
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Like,
when people really go for it.
It would have to be... It's the work around it that I don't like. Mm-hmm. If someone was like, we need someone that looks exactly like you to play something slightly exaggerated, here's the lines and just come in the morning and do it.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Right.
I don't want to really get into it. Like, although I watch Peaky Blinders and I'm like, someone just have me in one fight with somebody.
Right. And you just want to do a scrap.
And they just give me a mad name. You know what I mean? Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know. That's Bean again. That's Sean Bean.
I thought you meant Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean with a flat cap on. Oh,
Mr. Bean's a fucking low-key gangster.
Mr. Bean's...
Did you ever see him in the fucking Ali type diagonal?
The E-tap?
The E-tap?
Mr. Bean's in the E-tap, bro? Fuck off.
Him and Mickey having a bottle of Sol. That's the only beer they have enough. Why is that so stupid and accurate? You can have a beer. What have you got? Saw. You see, Mr. Bean, he's a bit, you know, like he's all like, but it's the type of comedy because there's no words in it, gets sold around
the world. Yeah.
So he is bawling out of control.
Especially the cartoon one. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, because kids are fucking
into it. Animated
Adventures
of Mr. Bean.
But nah, he's a fucking... Look at the man is just pushing some serious whips over here.
Yeah.
There he is.
And here's the thing, Rowan Atkinson, right? Quite a good-looking guy. Good-looking older guy. But he was always doing a funny face. Yeah. Let's not deny it.
Let's not deny it.
Mr. Bean's fucking sexy.
That guy would get red out, man.
Let's not deny it. Rowan Atkinson is fire. Like,
I wonder, is he like, you know, like Larry David, where he looks like an old guy and then he's just shredded?
Oh,
you
I
ever see
so.
Larry David?
Yeah.
He's
like
a fucking decathlete.
Yeah.
Look at Bean there. In the fucking, you can't see this, I just remember. He was a Goodwood Revival. Cash.
What is it?
It's like a classic car festival. And they take like old cars and do this like mountain race thing and all. And it's where it is in England, because Maureen's uncle lives near there. And we were over one day and just went to the pub, which is on this little fork in the road. And it's the road out of Goodwood. And we just sat there hammered in the sun. And just like, every time you see a fucking Ferrari, you drink or whatever.
I like it.
Like, it was amazing. Like,
yeah.
And some guy pulled up in the middle of all these supercars. Guy pulls up in like a Golf R. Which is, you know, quite a nice car, but like not in the mix of other cars. And he's like, all right, guys, you know, if there's a filling station around here. And we were like, well, fuck, I'm not from around here, lad. Yeah, I'm fucking steaming. Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, oh, it's just the things tell me of like, you know, 8 miles left.
Yeah.
And then Maureen's dad was like, I don't know. We didn't live. And he shot off and he's like, fucking stupid cunt. Who comes out the fucking... But it was a lot of fun.
What do you...
Very loud.
If you say you sold General... Banter Productions for $1.3 billion. What would be the big thing you would get into? Is it like cars, or what would be a thing you would be a big collector of?
I don't know. I would definitely finish my garage and get a new kitchen.
Could you see yourself getting into the Fabergé egg game?
No, I would get more into like the actual egg game. And just think that it was great that someone left me a punnet of eggs every morning. I'd be more in that. I'd be trying to secure deals that just saved me a bit of hassle.
Yeah.
We'll get milk delivered every day. And they were like, do you know what a milkman is? What? Just, I've got a toilet roll guy. Yeah. I've got a guy who fixes my Epson printer. So, balling out of control. What would you get into? Just fucking peanut butter?
Just football. I am in it.
You're in the peanut butter game?
No, football tops. Just
football tops.
Classic football tops. I like that. And I think as time goes on, I'm going, I think I'm trying to relive my childhood and be like, I'm a wee boy again. Do you know what I mean? There's definitely a weird element to that.
Think so?
But I also like, because I don't wear them.
You just have them?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? What am I doing? Maybe I'm having a break.
It's because some of them are very vibrant. You can't like...
Yeah.
You can't be like going on stage in the fucking whatever it was, Uganda kit from 1993.
No. Or Ugandese kit.
Yeah. I mean, like, where do you wear them? Do you wear them as jammies?
No, I just don't. That's weird. I just have them. Because I don't want to wash them. You know?
Fair.
Maybe I'll have full breakdown in the next couple of years and only wear vintage football shirts and nothing else. Dick and balls out.
Would you ever get, yeah, like a 10-year-old shorts? Yeah. Would you ever get in the, would you ever like get like nice watches or something, you know, something stupid like that?
No.
What about cars? Would you even get like real flashy cars?
No. I'm surprisingly very like immaterial, is that the word? Like, yeah, I think it can be confused for, oh, you don't like to spend money. I have no problem spending money, but I don't like you, I wear this Casio, which was like 25 quid. The one before was last time I was here. Remember you gave me the black one?
Yeah.
That's the other one I wear. And I will probably always, I'll probably wear them for like 10 years because I like the look of them. They're comfortable and they've got a stopwatch for gigging.
Yeah.
So I have no reason to get an expensive watch.
That's the thing. No one has any reason to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Cars, probably not. I like a car that's like, has like some nice things in it.
Yeah.
Is okay to drive and like.
But you wouldn't get a boner over, you wouldn't be like, oh, no. You can get the fucking, you know, the R version of this and it's probably got not. Like big fucking engine and all.
I think it's a way, it's a just kind of like a guilt thing in a way about money where I'm like, oh, I don't want to spend too much because then what if comedy doesn't work out? And you're not talking about life changing sums.
What if the market for fucking vintage tops just the arse falls out of it?
No, but I'm like, what if the market for cute wee boys falls out and then I have no work? You know, I don't know. I only like spending money on, I'd prefer to spend money on other people, like family and stuff, than me, myself. I like to just get functional things.
The child's running about with.
Yeah, Balenciaga.
Rolex on.
Balenciaga dummy in his mouth. But like, nah, don't know. I don't think there'd be nothing like that. I like fun stuff. And yeah, probably I don't like spending big amounts of money. Like I like if I'm going out for a dinner with mates or something or whatever. If we're going out for lunch, I like to like, I like getting that. I like doing wee things for people, but I don't like spending loads of money.
That's why I don't want to go for fun.
Yeah, I know. How much does it probably cost loads?
Yeah, £15 for soup, man.
Fuck's sake.
I like things. I like buying things that are like not flashy, but high quality.
I'm the same.
Do you know where you go like, you like look at something and be like, this looks like a plain t-shirt.
Yeah.
But or you know what I mean? Or like,
Well, that's the thing as well of, I don't mind buying like a t-shirt that costs more than what I would have bought a t-shirt for because I would have to buy three of those t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's going to do me the length of that one.
Yeah.
I don't mind that kind of stuff.
I think I'll just, stupid stuff. Like I seen a desk, I was at another podcast and I seen a desk. And I was like, what are we talking?
Yeah.
$3,000?
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
I want it. But nothing too flashy. Like.
Yes, yeah.
It's always
flashy,
like,
there's
it's
a big difference.
It's like subtle quality.
Yeah. I
like tactical.
Like, you know, flannels in Belfast?
Mm-hmm.
Like I went in there. Because I didn't know, I'd been to one in London, I think, before. I didn't even know there was one in Belfast. I thought they just owned part of the House of Fraser. I took the wrong lift and I was like in it. I was like, holy shit. And I loved looking at all the clothes and all the brands and how garish it all was and how dear it all was. And I was buying a t-shirt for a show. I needed a t-shirt for a show like that night or something. And they had like a Billionaire Boys Club t-shirt. It was like the cheapest thing in there at like 45 quid or something. But I love I like looking at all that stuff because I like clothes, but I would never spend 90 quid on a t-shirt, never spend 80 quid on a t-shirt.
I have a real problem with like, you know, say someone has like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm wearing Gucci running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but Gucci don't make running shoes. That's where I have a problem, you know.
I don't like brand names, and you're probably the same in that if somebody was like, here, do you want this Balenciaga hoodie, and you can either get one that has the brand the whole way across it,
yeah,
or just now. What I've also done here is undermine myself because look at the brand name. No, that's Champion. That's different. But like, I don't like big brand name type stuff.
Yeah,
and we're in this is like that's a big thing at the minute of like buy something you can't afford, but it's got that Moschino on it. So like,
well, you can't even say it. So that's
what is it?
Moschino.
Moschino.
Something? Yeah.
Oh wow.
Champion. We are the champions. Right, we'll do some fucking questions.
Pans.
How long have we been talking for now? Everyone will crack up me asking.
1 hour.
1 hour. We've covered Bane. We've covered it all. We've a lot of questions here. We'll get into it. Are you milking the balls out of that leg?
No, I'm not really a complainer.
I would say, I would if I know you at all, I would say it was like a massive overcorrection for a thing, you know?
What do you mean?
You know, you'll be, remember the time you were like, I've absolutely disfigured my nose. And I'm like, what? And you're like, yeah. I'm going for two surgeries tomorrow. And I was like, oh, on your nose? Like, and you're like, yes, don't look at me. Look at my hideous face.
I've dropped down to a nine.
And you're like, and you're like, fuck all wrong with your face. A comedy nine.
But yeah, the leg
was a lie.
I think it's 6 weeks character piece. I think it broke it 6 weeks ago and I went back to training this week and literally ran the
jog. Then there's nothing wrong with it.
I jogged the length of this room twice very slowly and it's been very sore since, but not like a abnormal pain. So I'm on the comeback trail. I'm getting back at it. I don't like to be out of things for any length of time. So I'm getting back to it as quick as possible. And I think it's my dream. I've decided I'm going to realise my ambitions and I'm going to play professional football probably for Real Madrid next season.
Somebody asked, what do you think the miracle cure for it was? Pippin that.
The right attitude. Do you know what the general, and probably anytime you're sick, is like being so annoyed that you're not like feeling normal. So you're like, no, fuck this. I'm not accepting that. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing all these stretches and I'm like, I think if you just sat there, you know, and they're like, you know, just plenty of rest and all that. Just try and do things. I don't know. But it's probably just exceptional mental strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say.
What do you miss about living in Hollywood? I hate it.
Do you?
Every time I go, like, you know, everyone bombs it up and then I go to it. I'm like, it's a fucking nightmare, this place.
In what way? Parking?
Parking? It's like just kind
you get
of
to know places, by the way. It's a bit like parking in Belfast City Centre.
Mm.
Doesn't look like a load of spaces. What about that wee street near Laverys?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Beside the student accommodation?
Mm.
You know about this street?
No.
I don't want to. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I don't want people to know about it.
Near Laverys? You park yeah. near student accommodation?
Me, Dave and Butler use it, yeah. There will never be a time, unless now word gets out, there will always be a space there, and it's one of the closest streets to Laverys. And when I say a space, say there's a dozen spaces on this street, I'd be surprised if three of them were taken. But I don't want to talk about it on air. But what Hollywood is unreal as a town, but it is talked about. It's always like the top of this list, the top of that list. So the bar for it is set so high.
Mm.
But when you actually know the town a bit and that sort of thing, I think how close it is to Belfast is good.
Mm.
Without being in Belfast, if you like eating, it's pretty good. Pretty bad for eating at night, actually.
Mm.
It's good for the day.
Very like brunchy in the day. Brunch yes, strong, yeah.
Exactly. But if you want a cup of tea at 9 o'clock at night, same with Belfast, actually. There's nowhere to go. I hate that.
I was doing an interview yesterday and the guy was like, you know, what do you think of the future of Belfast? And I was like, that it gets to the place.
comedian Colin Geddes, what do you think of the future of Belfast?
So I'm going to bring up a word here. Legislation. You don't know what that means, but you know, I want you... But I was like, yeah, you wanted to feel like a fucking actual city instead of like a part-time town.
Yeah.
No, there definitely is nice places to eat in Hollywood. Is there a park in Hollywood? You know,
oh,
if you're like in, the, if you're in, can you walk to somewhere and like have a picnic?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Botanic.
Or you there's so many misconceptions. I think it's great. I love it.
Right.
It's the best wee town in the world.
You have to be fucking one over. No, I've had a few lunches. Me and Dave went to Joxer.
Yep, great spot.
That was good.
Great spot.
Rumour has it Shane's been spotted in Ballyhack asking for loose change around the bus stops. Any clarification on this? And that's from Dennis Todd.
that's weird. Very specific area. Ballyhack, 10 out of 10 for food.
Yeah?
Yep. Loads of good places, but parking shit. Parking really is shit, but that is true.
Talal Jomar, what has been your favourite lookalike that's been thrown your way? Is that Putin you keep throwing up? Is that young Putin?
Yeah, young Putin.
God damn.
Yeah, the best one, there's one that annoys me and I don't like, and I'm like, I actually don't look like him, so stop saying. The guy from, what's the TV show Ugly Betty's in now? The one who played Ugly Betty. Superstore, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, right, okay.
There's a guy in that who looks like a rat with a moustache, and people keep going, there you are, mate. And I'm like, no, it isn't.
It's amazing that you've just fallen right between, like, you know, a lot of different gene pools, and people are like, you look like this.
Yeah.
Mine's fairly narrowed in, you know, it's like, here's some fat cunt that you look like. You're like, thanks, man.
Right.
There was quite an accurate one recently where there was a guy, it was like a viral video. The guy was lifting like every weight in his garage as a joke. And they're like, is this you, lad?
Do
and
you
I was,
think
and I,
you
I was look, like, is that me?
Do you think you look Eastern European?
I could pass for a few spots, like, I think.
Like, if you took your hat and glasses off and you just put a picture of you up at Great Victoria Street bus station, said away to fight for the motherland, you 100
oh,
could
yeah,
be Ukrainian.
Yeah I'd
or, say, or like Georgia, some Belarus, maybe somewhere around there.
Georgian, yeah, like one of those, like, you know, and it's nearly like a pale Middle Eastern type chap.
Yeah.
Almost like a,
yeah.
Would you say like an Armenian?
Well, like a Kardashian type thing.
Yeah, but they're like the fucking they're the cream yeah. They're the cream yeah. of the crop in the fucking Armenians. There's a lot of just fucking hairy pale dudes.
It's like the me in Northern Ireland. How much do I have the body of the mom of the Kardashians?
Caitlyn.
I bet
you Caitlyn Jenner's massive thing.
Yeah, you could be Armenian for sure.
Let me see. I'm gonna.
Would you like to be?
No, I would say. Well, then I think you could fall in. You could.
Oh, I could be.
You could be a Polish guy,
a Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Spanish, French.
Yeah.
No worries, look.
Yeah, you could. You could easily be like, or yeah, just like a fucking. Like, you could be a Dutch guy.
I could be Iranian in the right light.
I don't think so. That's where I draw the line.
Right. I could be Dutch. Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah. I could be from the Sudan. 2 weeks in Tenerife. There is a place. Is it fucking? Is it Sudan where they do the wrestling and for no reason at all, they're just big, thick black guys?
Oh, right.
I could be one of them.
Right.
You know? Because, you know, there's different parts of Africa and stuff. You're like, these guys are dead skinny. These guys are good at running. Is it Senegal or something? For whatever reason, these motherfuckers are huge.
Right.
And they just drink like goat's blood.
Okay.
And they're massive. It's quite sexy, actually. They fight each other in
their pants. Part of the new General Banter condiment range. The goat's blood reduction. Man loves it.
You know, like
that has to test all the
shit. I just wrote Iranian guys.
There's me bottom row, third from the right.
Where? There? There?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy?
Oh, left. Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, you could pass as that guy, no bother. If you had a bit of 5 o'clock.
Looks like Dave if he'd been hit by a train.
There are certain guys. There are certain guys where they have to carve their face out of the hair, like,
yeah,
you know, they're just like, show my eyes,
yeah,
cut my eyes out,
real forward hairline.
Oh yeah, it's like touching the eyebrow a wee bit.
Yeah,
I could do with a bit of that. That guy's pretty gorgeous.
Why just looking at cuter in these guys?
I'm trying to find my. There's me there, like the guy with a magnet body. Oh, for fuck's sake!
Between your magnet body and Niall's mole, you guys could do a road show.
Magnet mole. Best and worst TV kids TV shows. Jim will fix it.
Peppa Pig, best.
Do you think so?
Excellent show. So funny.
Nah, bro. Nah,
yeah.
She's a fucking yappy bastard.
Doogie's okay. I know your boy's a big fan of Doogie. So's mine.
Was Dougie?
Dougie?
Yeah.
I always say, hey, Doogie. Yeah. Well, I like that. I think Mr. Tumble's good.
Yeah, he's good for a bit of diversity, you know, teaching the kids a bit of fucking whatever that sign language is called. Forget
yeah.
the name.
Macaton.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
What's bad? In the night gardens, wank.
It's good at night though.
Yeah, as a wind down.
Because it's slightly like less stimulating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're usually holding your child going like you're a fucking...
Teletubbies would be good if it was more of them, but when they just cut to the stuff of just like...
It's just a highlight
a random
show.
Kid.
It's crap.
I don't like that.
Oh shit.
Pingu in the City, you seen that?
Pingu's hilarious.
Yeah, Pingu's good. You seen him in the city though?
No, I haven't.
Oh, what's
Pingu's,
he doing there?
Pingu's a lot of like shit and piss and all. Yeah. I like it. You know, like
you're good. The Mark Kermode of kids TV. It's piss and shit, not
when the mother shits in front.
When Pingu diarrheaed in the bath. Oh fuck.
The pivotal point of this particular episode is when he slips on his pish. You know what I mean?
Oh dear. Have you ever been wrongfully accused of doing something or being someone else?
Of being someone else? Fuck yeah, probably. Being someone else. People think, tell me I'm other people every day, 12 times a day.
There's just a lot of that, like, you know, someone told me Shane was fucking
sucking dicks in Harry Ramstons.
Not true things, yeah, but like, yeah, you know, some made up stuff that they have.
Wasn't Harry Ramstons.
Harry Ramstons.
It was Frankie and Benny's.
Remember they tried to bring Harry Ramstons in and people were just like, a face upper for fucking...
What do you mean, bring it in?
Well, it didn't really survive, did it?
Because it was just, really good, though.
It was just a chippy.
Yeah, it was good, though. Set a big set in one. York it.
Yeah.
Remember Fatty Arbuckles? No. You ever go there?
No, never did.
Right beside the cinema in York it.
I remember, but I was never in it, I don't think.
You're acting like you've been accused of something. You're like, no.
Nah, not me, mate.
Yeah. I was in Pizza Express.
No, there's just a lot of that. Like, fucking, here, by the way, were you in like a filling station at, you know, somewhere?
Probably.
Taking a patient at you? No, the classic one was like, oh, fucking, can't believe you got your fucking shit kicked in at a nightclub somewhere. And you're like, I've never set foot in it in my life. Nor will I. Best and worst. But when was the last time you were steaming?
London with Dave.
Pished?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What do you drink nowadays? Gin?
No, I was drinking Guinness. Drinking Guinness, I know.
Are you allowed that?
No. Mummy was bad.
Bad bum?
It was fine. I felt like I'd been hit by a lorry the next day. But it was good.
That's Guinness for you. Like, Guinness gives me a hangover whilst I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
I got a fucking headache and all. What's your worst ever deaths? That's a pretty standard question that you always get.
Worst?
I don't know if you... It's either just like a wee bit shite or it's grand and then some of them are brilliant.
Doing a corporate I did in Slieve Donard Hotel about 6 years ago. And I remember... Yeah, it was that bad and it kind of wasn't my fault. And then I came back to do a corporate there about 2 months later and the staff were like, we didn't think you'd ever come back here. Like in a lighthearted way.
Yeah.
That was the worst because I also had to do 25 minutes and I couldn't. You know, at a comedy club, if you're having a bad set, sometimes the right thing to do is just leave the stage early and let someone else make up the time. At a corporate, you cannot do that or you don't get paid.
You got to hit the mark.
So you literally plant your feet and just do the thing.
I know. Sweating like...
But yeah, you have. I think there's a thing as well. Like people presume when you've been in stand-up for a long time, and when it you know, you're doing cool shows and big shows, selling tickets, that you don't have bad gigs anymore. Which is such a lie. I died. I did Sunflower last Sunday there and did not have a good one.
I was supposed to be on with that, but I wasn't feeling well. Let me see. Do you ever get the stick? Do you ever see the stick some NI creators get on TikTok? You're a big TikTok guy?
Yeah.
Taking off?
Yeah. I don't have a big understanding of it as an app or a platform. Like, I kind of know a bit about Instagram, I know a bit about Facebook and where you should post, when you should post and all that. With TikTok, it was a real accident. It was a case of put loads of stuff up and then... I don't even use it as an, I'm not sitting scrolling on it. I put something on, I come back to it a couple hours later, see how it's doing, and there just happened to be a few that really caught on and went really well.
And I don't make any real effort on it at all, but it's the odd time if something has been made vertical for Instagram, we'll chuck it up or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is so fucking, there's no rhyme or reason why. It'll be this one gets 3,000 views. You're like, why?
Yeah.
And then one gets 6.5 million, and then one gets fucking 200,000, then one gets 3 again. You're like,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on around here?
Yeah, it's...
Do you think it's weird, though? It's hard to, gauge where that is coming from. Because you'll see things, you'll see clips that are... Or pages that are even podcasts that you're like, I've never even heard of this podcast.
Yes.
And it's fucking huge on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then on Instagram, they've 300 followers. And then in reality, you're like, is it big at all? I have no idea. Or was the clips big?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't, as I said, I don't know about the app. I don't know where these views are coming from. What is it? Is it all people here? Or is it... Because when we did that London show, I was chatting to somebody after. The promoters were there. And I got chatting to them. And guy was like, oh, yeah, I hadn't seen you before tonight. And his colleague was like, she goes, yeah, I'd seen your stuff on TikTok. And I said, oh, right, after like I signed with you or whatever. And she's like, no, it just comes up quite a bit on my thing. And she's like, I think Icelandic, living in London. So that was weird to hear, even just that was catching on in other places. But like, I reckon,
sort of way, like,
I reckon a lot of it is luck and like, just, I don't know, the algorithm, like, I don't understand algorithms or anything like that, but.
Nah, I looked into it one day and he was basically just like, you know, is there a mark on your back with the Chinese of within your body in your sleep? No, it's a whole pile of things. It's like, it's all about like retention. So that's why you see so many annoying things like, wait till the end, shocked face, you're watching going, what's going to happen? And then nothing happens and you go, you fucking bastard.
Right,
like,
right.
It's a lot of that. So like a lot of your, like if it's like crowd work, people want to see where it's going.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or like, half the time I can't even get it on the TikTok.
Yeah,
like it'll go
yeah.
up and I'll just be like silent and you're like, oh, well, fuck
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't even be trying now. What's it say? Fella started a sweet business over lockdown and started well, then failed. Had to close up shop, so everyone comforted him by giving him dogs abuse.
I saw that. He's a friend, I think, of Paul Hughes, MMA fighter, who I'd had on the podcast. And
yes.
I saw his page, and then I saw something about this. Yeah, I think it was literally a case of like a guy gave a thing a go as best he could because of lockdown and everything else. Had to make what was obviously a very difficult decision to be like, this isn't working, I need to sack staff, obviously lose money, I think he's in debt. And yeah, everyone's just like, fuck's sake. People are like, fuck's sake, that's hectic and no staff and all. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's not lording it, having to close a business, you know?
Yeah, like a lot of like your first year of starting a business from scratch like that is probably, you're the last guy to get sorted out.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah.
the time, like,
yeah.
But sure, it wouldn't be unlike here to be like, did you try something, mate? Yeah. You fucking arsehole.
Because then people go,
you trying something?
Well, I know, I can't try anything. Yeah. Sure thing didn't work, for fuck's sake. You know,
it's your fault.
Yeah. It's like living through someone almost. Or
what
whatever.
Business were you going to start? I don't know.
Yeah.
And who knows, mate?
Fucking nunchucks for pets.
Fucking pho.
Clogs for dogs.
In West Belfast. Cartons of pho. After seeing all these celebrities from Ukraine going back to Ukraine and taking up arms, just wondering when Shane is going back. Well, there you go.
Hey,
I'm fucking bothered.
If they could guarantee me safety and I'm only there for like 5 minutes and maybe like a throw a stone or something to get back on a plane, that'll be class.
Although a lot of these Russians don't seem to know what the fuck they're doing, considering the fucking the dude, the Russian guy got his tank stolen by a tractor.
I didn't see this.
They just like hooked it up to a tractor and the guy towed it away.
It's on auto trader. Yeah. Ukrainian auto trader.
And for scrap mice. Yeah, fuck. What would make you go to, like, do you think you would be patriotic enough to fight for your country?
No.
Me neither, I'd be away.
I like the idea of it if, like, I don't know, if we got invaded by fucking the Isle of Man. I don't know. No, probably not. I wouldn't like to be in a position where it increases my risk of death.
Exactly. I would just...
I can leave, I'd leave. And people, guarantee people watch us say that and be like, fuck's sake and all. And it's like, what would you do? Yeah. You know, these people.
No, it's not even that or the ability to leave or where you would go or anything. It's literally just like, if someone was like, you got to pick up your weapons and fight, I'd be like, fuck, clean off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't plan for this.
Yeah.
I've never had any interest in it.
Yeah.
I'm not that tied to hit this place. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Well, I love this place. I love like Northern Ireland, all of that stuff. But I love it. I don't love it to the point where you increase my chance of death sixfold or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't get to be with my family anymore.
For someone else?
Yeah.
Against someone else who's a lunatic?
I think if you're like a soldier or whatever, then you have a mentality that I don't.
Yeah.
But I think I'd look good in all the gear. Fucking running about and all. Oops, another one bites the dust.
What was that?
That was a grenade.
Oh,
I put a lipstick on. Me or you?
Speaking of tanks.
Tank Sinatra over there.
No, I would just, I'd fail the medical. You can't seem to run for very long, fat bastard. I'd like to sit here for hours on end firing machine gun into the void. Wait a second, bollocks. What's the ballpark figure of how many times you've had to edit out something you or a guest said on a podcast? Have you ever had to do it?
Yeah, but not much. Not much. We always
yourself
say
yourself or a guest?
Guest. The I always said everyone after we're finished here, is there anything there? But you would know at the time, but if it's someone I've never met before, which is quite a bit on the part, I'll go, listen, was there anything that you're uncomfortable with or you want us to take out? And it's, I think it's only been two or three times, and they were very 50-50. They were like, yeah, take that out. And then they were like, actually, maybe it's okay. And I would always just go, do you know what? If you're in 50-50 about it, we'll just take it out.
Yeah.
But it's never been something where I'm like, oh, that could have been such a great part. It's always a name or someone's detail, you know, or something like that. Yeah. Well, I had Patty on recently. I had to take some stuff out.
Really?
Yeah.
For his benefit or yours?
For mine. We were talking about something, and I made like a joke, and then he like was looking at Dan and Michael apparently being like, and I didn't know he was doing it, so I made the joke again, and then he for Patty to be like, stop.
Yeah,
that he was. I'm glad he did.
We'll chat about that after. I can't wait to hear this. So many fucking questions here. Glenn Kinning bumped into an old friend who's now a vegan activist and started preaching to me. Has he done the full 180? He's done a full 180 in his life. Views.
Preaching of any kind.
Yeah, it's weird.
Makes me very uncomfortable. I think if you're in a natural conversation with a friend, and you're like, here, I did this thing, you might want to try this, so this worked for me, you know, have a conversation about it, but to just intensely corner people and be like, this is what you need to be doing, like, you need to be fucking off.
Some people, a lot of times, just have nothing to tie themselves to for a lot of years, and then they find something, and they're like, this is my... I've seen people do it with fucking comedy. People do it with comedy.
Oh, big time.
People go like, they just, I've got into this, and this is my fucking life now.
Yeah.
I've seen people do it with like... jiu-jitsu, and some people just find stuff like that and they're like, I have a purpose in life and it is to save chickens from being over milked.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Just found out, that's right, the president of Ukraine was once a comedy actor.
Yeah. You know about this? He did it as
I heard it vague, you know, quickly, but I didn't look into it.
I think it was a documentary they made about him doing it. Even like when he was like, when it was close to election day, he was filming things. He does like, he's the animated voice of Paddington Bear in Ukraine. He did like a comedy, kind of like a Saturday Night Live meet Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway.
Yeah.
Too many Saturdays there.
Welcome to Saturday Party.
He used to do that. And I don't know whether he was taking it that seriously or not, but yeah, he was comedy performer. Like, and
did you see when he had to get like a jab of some sort and he pulled the top off and all?
No, good shape.
People are fucking, a lot of girls are losing their mind a wee bit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God,
I like the way he's top off. He's giving briefings in just a wee khaki t-shirt.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very gay.
Yeah, it's like one of us becoming first minister here.
Imagine.
You know?
Well, there was a question there, was actually like, what the fuck was it? Could you only, if you could only have stand-up comedians in power, who would be working for the people in Stormont? Who would actually be good?
Keezy, Conor
Keezy
could be good.
Yeah, and that's it.
The way he like chairs some of the stuff through work that he does.
Yeah.
You see, I think Keezy would be pretty impartial, good man of the people.
I literally can't think anyone beyond him.
No.
I'm not showing up.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Mine would be a very flustered, like, let me see, fuck's sake, I fucking, let them get married to fucking.
I would immediately introduce a new rule where if you park in the disabled space and you're not disabled, you go to McGabbry that night.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I would hate it. Everybody would hate it. Keezy would reluctantly do it and he'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah.
There's nobody else.
I would be the Trump of here.
Yeah.
Do you know, I would just turn up, no preparation whatsoever, and go like, you know. People were like, sorry, you realize you didn't fucking... Yeah. I was like...
You're wearing a suit, like you're wearing a suit, but you've got those Puma King indoor trainers on.
The tongue over the front, though.
Your own.
Or that. Fucking sandwich in one hand and all. Listen, abortion is a serious thing, apparently. In full podcast mode.
Starting fucking Prime Minister's question with what the fuck's happening, people?
Noel Thompson. He just calls me Geddes too. Geddes, what do you think of blah, blah, blah? Ah, fuck him. You can't swear. Fuck him. Anyway. Is General Merchants close to here? It's just over the road. Fucking brilliant. No, I would definitely.
The talks are delayed as the First Minister had fur delivered.
Gut complications following a bowl of suspect fur. He had delivered by Deliveroo to the chambers. No, I'd definitely snap. Like,
yeah,
I'd definitely. You know, you'd be like, I'm taking questions. I'd be like, oh, fuck off.
You'd snap, and then eventually you would just start singing properly, like the way you want to.
If Northern Ireland had to write a Tinder bio, how do you think it would go?
Looper but heart of gold. Something like that. Mental but good crack.
Yeah. Shitehole but Arby shitehole.
Yeah.
Up for bucking.
Yeah. Yeah, we're wild, like.
Huh?
We're wild.
Are we?
Yeah.
Think so?
Oh, yeah, just like everything goes on. Like, we still have paramilitaries, do you know what I mean? Like, that's mad.
Yeah.
That's mad. You were in any... Okay, London has its knife crime and everywhere is, like, organised crime to an extent. But imagine, like, imagine you're on holiday in fucking Devon and someone goes, did you hear about last night? Some boy gets shot in both his knees. Yeah. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, the net. It is weird, like.
Say that to someone here. Well, what do you want?
You know, also, just even on a very basic level of you can't buy anything on a Sunday morning, that still drives me nuts.
There's men who meet up here in balaclavas and camo gear and pay Jews money. Like, that's not Jews.
Don't bring the Jews in this.
The UDA, Hasidic Jew Club.
Geschwitz. Follow a big drum, two wee curly sideburns. Why do all you comedians run around together? And why are you all sponsored by the same companies? This guy's furious to be on my Patreon.
Well, since
why do all you fucking cunts hang about together?
Since I've broken my leg, no local comedians run. so there's not a lot of cardio going on.
Woodsy was in the run. Woodsy ran
for
a bit.
He did coach to 5K.
And then quit immediately. That's me done now, sir.
Yeah. he broke the land speed record and he's like, nah, sir. Can't be doing that.
Nah, sir.
Why do we run around again?
What a stupid fucking question. See all you cunts work together and all. What are you doing being mates for?
Yeah, because we're all weird. Like we all have that weird thing in us that makes us want to do stand up. And why do we talk about a conspiracy theories?
No, why are we all sponsored by the same companies?
Oh, right. Why do you run about together talking about the Illuminati and all? Why are we sponsored by the same company? Oh, it's because it's just dour.
Because there's only a certain amount of companies who, like a Manscaped, for example, who know that they're not going to do an ad on fucking domestic television going like, shave your bollocks. So their marketing ploy is a bit more, you know...
Grassroots.
Subculture.
And we're roots.
Yeah, I'm a big fucking root over here.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is, man. Sorry, Wes. Sorry we hang about together. There'll be every podcast from now on just be me.
We're all going to play badminton tonight before the race.
Yeah.
Over at Olympia.
That's so...
Do you think we all just call for each other?
I bet
is
you...
Is Kieran coming out?
I bet you if we jokingly were like, let's find somewhere the place... Would you say badminton or squash?
Yeah, badminton.
So they're like, let's go play squash tonight and find a place. And we turned up, Jordan Robinson, Darren Matthews would already be there.
Yeah.
By chance. Like, we do. We play squash.
Yeah.
We play, like, Gaelic squash.
So are you sort of thinking, who could we get to play squash? With a week's notice, convenient location, somewhere in the centre, but Olympia, Boucher Road. We book, not squash, badminton.
Okay.
Who are we getting to play badminton?
Who's actually showing up?
Yeah, Darren Matthews is coming.
Vittorio fly in.
Vittorio's flying in. Jordan will go but won't play. William, probably up for it.
We'll tape it to his arm.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. He's a shuttlecock. Johnny Bowe makes an appearance but plays in a full suit.
Full suit, yeah.
That might be it. I'm trying to think of who plays in like the comedians' football, and that's kind of it. Paddy maybe shows up.
Would I show up and be like unbelievably coordinated, but not really move from like 1 meter square? Kinda?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's.
They call you the pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under the legs and all.
Yeah.
I for some reason played quite a bit of badminton in school. I don't know why.
I can see that.
Don't know why.
I can see that.
Just.
That's a two. All you want to do in life is sing and play badminton.
Same time.
Yeah.
Well, that's a closer for next year, sort of. Like a better. Like, just fucking straight into it. RIP Meatloaf, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the end of questions, Shane. Cheers for.
Any local comedian, bar that. Me, you could play Meatloaf in a biopic.
What did he look like at the end? Was he all AIDS? He was dead or what?
At the end, he looked like he was about to go on the Laveries to do 7 of you stuff.
Oh, fuck. I swear to God, the one thing when I'm like, right, I would love to just shut my life down and just lift weights and take fucking gear for 6 months to be in good shape for the like sole purpose of just not being another fat hairy guy doing comedy. Do you know what I mean? I might.
You know who I'm playing the biopic that I'm shooting for? Barry Manilow. When Manilow pops the clogs.
I watched that Behind the Candelabra thing the other night.
Why?
And I was like,
oh, why you did?
Documentary about Shane's house.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, you haven't seen me without my hair?
Yeah. Michael Douglas, everyone's brilliant in that.
Yeah, it's
Rob Lowe's
it's
good.
It's pretty good, but there's a bit where Damon's just fucking railing him from the front. And I was like, what are the physics of that? You know, is Douglas in a sort of baby changing position? Like he's fucking him the way like a guy would bang a girl.
Yeah.
Missionary.
Yeah.
Does he just nuts and dick to the side? Just straight up the pipe?
Probably back up to himself. Like, you know, he's probably just like, yeah, holding him back up towards his belly button.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Douglas is probably like, oh yeah, okay. Sorry.
Matt Damon's not doing that. Douglas probably has him like pulled up towards him.
Okay, that settles that.
Into his chest.
Okay.
There's only one way to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do a bit of Googling.
This 28 grand table.
Right, that'll do us for the day. Thanks so much for joining me, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shane Todd. Got any gigs coming up?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Shine.net tour. When does this come out?
Next Tuesday.
I think I'll be in America next week.
But oh, it's next week? It's that close?
The first gig's on the 16th. 16th to 26th. And tickets for all the shows and dates are on the bio of all my social medias.
Fantastic.
You know? Now, where can we spot a falcon around here?
Asda.